Recent successful elections in Iraq and for the leadership of the Palestine Authority have been hailed by the Bush administration as examples for other countries in the Middle East. But few countries in the region, notably including such close U.S. allies as Saudi Arabia and Egypt, have strong democratic traditions. We're joined by three journalists from Arab nations to hear how the recent elections are being received. Hisham Kassem is the former publisher of the Cairo Times. He's on the phone from Egypt. Welcome to the program.
How are you?
Khaled Al-Maina is the editor of the Arab News, an English-language daily based in Saudi Arabia. Welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
And Ibrahim Hamidi is a columnist for Al Hayat newspaper. He's based in Syria. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Mr. Hamidi, these recent elections for a new Palestinian leader and a new Iraqi government, do these elections make Syria nervous?
Not really. I mean, don't forget, you know, that these elections being hosted by the Syrian government, 20,000 of Iraqis who are here, immigrants in Syria, participated in these elections. As far as I know, the Syrian government is concerned about the unity of Iraqi territories, which is the neighboring of the Syrian nation. Secondly, the Syrian government is willing or is hoping this elections is going to be part of a political process which is expected to lead to the pullout of the multinational forces from Iraq.
And how do you think it's playing among Syrian people?
The Syrian people were really interested to know more about the process itself, the elections. Many Syrians visited the voting places, and even I was told by one of the representatives of IOM, which, I mean, run the elections here, that the Iraqi elections, quote, learning process for the Syrians and for the Iraqis, and for the IOM representatives.
Mr. Kassem, how do the elections play in Egypt?
Well, I mean, you know, they haven't made big news. However, I think they're a start of a ripple effect that is going to take place slowly. I guess them and paralleled by the Palestinian elections and the results we expect to see in the next few months is when we begin to see effects here in Egypt.
And Mr. Al-Maina, what's the reaction in Saudi Arabia?
The people's reaction is if elections can be held under occupation, when the bombs flying, if elections can be held in the occupied Palestinian lands within being under subjugation, then I think it is much easier for elections to be held in Arab states that are quote-unquote free. So I think they will be viewed with favor, and as the gentleman said, there will be a ripple effect. It doesn't mean that we go and take solutions from supermarket shelves and apply it. I think we have to evolve our own system. So I think we're on the right track, but the pace, the momentum is a bit slow. I think you have to first of all acknowledge the fact that many people in parts of the Arab world have never exercised their electoral process. So we have to teach people about elections first.
How did, Mr. Al-Maina, how did President Bush's remark in the State of the Union calling for Saudi Arabia to give more power to its people, how does that play into what you just said?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, we appreciate what President Bush said in his, both in his inaugural speech and at the same time, and I think what we have to do, this should be a blanket thing for all across. Mr. Bush spoke of freedom for everyone, and we want freedom for all the peoples of the Middle East, including the Palestinians. We want to evolve an indigenous process whereby we can evolve politically, socially, and economically.
And Mr. Hamidi, a very different line from Mr. Bush about Syria. He accused Syria of letting terrorists use its territory to destroy peace in the region. What's the reaction to that?
You know, the official reaction was, you know, I spoke to other, I mean, officials in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. They said, these accusations were built on wrong or false informations, were fed by some Israeli officials. But at the same time, the Syrians believe, the Syrian officials believe, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Hezbollah are freedom fighters.
Ibrahim Hamidi is a columnist based in Syria for the Lebanese newspaper Al Hayat. Khaled Al-Maina is the editor of the Arab News, an English-language daily based in Saudi Arabia. And Hisham Kassem is the former publisher of the Cairo Times. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.